Rosh Hashanah, Erev, Parshas, Mitzavim, the closing of Shnas, Tov Shin Ayin Vav, Beis Tefillah. Today we should be Siyata Deshmaya. Bezrat Hashem will discuss the forthcoming Yom Hadin and hopefully learn what approach we take, how can we make the best out of it. I think we should start off with something in this week's parasha that connects. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem yifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael. What's he saying? Says Rashi, why is Parashas Nitzavim written adjacent to the previous Klalos or the curses we found in the Parashas Kisavoy? Because if Yishamu Yisrael Mea Klalos Chosar Shtayim, when Yisrael heard the 98 klalos, besides the 49 of Shabbatos Kohanim, hoiriku pneihem, they became faint, they became pale. V'amru miyucha lamoid beile, how can we stand? It's dangerous. Torah, if you do wrong, you get so many klalos. Therefore, Hischil Moshe Lefaisom, Moshe started to appease them. Atem mitzavim ayoim, har beichasten amokoim, v'lo yasa lechem kroya. You did so much bad, you got him angry so many times, and it didn't wipe you out. Hare atem kayomim lefonov, you're still standing. Hayoim, atem mitzavim ayoim. The day gives light. Kach yulachem, Hashem will give light to you. Kach osid layulachem, and in the future he will give light to you. Vaklolois vaisurim mekayim meschem. It's a dova pele. It's mamash a dova pele. This one. It reminds us of a teacher who threatens his class, listen kids, don't behave yourself, I will call in the headmaster. Ooh, they'll get really afraid. And he tells them, but don't worry, even if the headmaster will come in, he won't do anything. Or he tells them, children, if you don't listen to what I say, I'll beat you up. But don't worry, I can't really beat you. I'm not going to beat you anyway. Mamash is the dover ripucha. You're threatening them, but then you tell them, it's not, don't worry about it. It's not a threat. It's not real. Moshe Rabbeinu just went and cursed them and cursed them and cursed and cursed and cursed. And he says, don't worry about it. They'll say that, it'll be alright. Nothing happens. Doesn't make sense. This is counterproductive. Says Ableib Chasman, and O Yoel says no. Klolois and Yisurim are a means and not an end. There's no purpose in getting klolois. It's not the end. It's not the matara. It's a means to wake up. It's a threat. So you should behave yourself. And if you behave yourself, there's no need for the Yisurim. So therefore, what happened just now? Am Yisrael here. They hear the klalos. V'horichu pneihem. They got a pachad. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, you got it. You have a pachat, so don't worry about it. If you get the pachat, you got the message. Because you have a pachat, a ima sedin, so you'll be alright. You'll behave yourself and then do Hashem loves you. Not Hashem's your enemy. Hariku plam, you're scared. Great. So if you're scared, there'll be no need for any usurin. So we see that being scared helps with midas adin. On the other hand, in this week's parsha, we meet the guy who when he hears the klala, v'haya b'shamay divra ola azayis, v'izbarech b'vavay leymar, shalom yeli, ki b'shvirus libi eilich. There's a guy who hears the klala and he says, I'll be alright, I can do what I want, and I'll be alright. What's the guy thinking? Says the Ibn Ezra. What's he thinking? Why did he think it'll be alright if he goes against Hashem's will? He says, I have a Rebbe. I live by tzaddikim. I have a great community, great shul. And therefore, Zchus HaRabim will help me. Sholem Yeli. I can do what I want, and the Rebbe will daven for me. And I'll be alright. So what happens?
The Moshe said all these things and then they don't worry about it.
Oh, so this is the counter side. So that's what we're getting to. Here says the Torah. We're saying that. You're right. You're asking. Right? Says the Torah. Leman's voice arover sets meyer. If that's your approach, we're going to make your shaykh into mazid. We're going to punish you for what you did by mistake. As if he did on purpose. Lo yeiva Hashem sloach loy. Hashem will not forgive him. Ka'oz yeshan af Hashem. As if Hashem will, smoke will come out of his nostrils. Kivyochol, it's a marshal. How angry Hashem will get. V'kin osay ba'ishahu. V'robtza ba'kola ola ha'ksuba ba'seifa hazeh. Hashem will bring all the klolos. U'mocho Hashem es shmoy tachaz ha'shomayim. Makara, what happened just now? What happened? What did this guy do? Did some averas? Shuiz libi olech. No. Atzbekach. Royov Hashem sloach loy. So you know what we say in Adavni every day? Chanun amar b'sloach. Hashem is so forthcoming with his forgiveness. Hamar b'sloach. What happened? What button did this guy press? He pressed the wrong button over here. What did he press, this guy, that Hashem gets so upset? God yeshan. Smoke of Yochel is coming out. Makara, what did it? Which? The volcano is erupting. Makara, what did this guy do? He's saying, I have no pachat. A guy who says, yeah, but say that, I'm not afraid. I hear the clawless. It's not a get to me. Keep a shrius, shalom yeli, I'll be alright. That. This is the opposite of what we said before. A guy has no pachat from the din. This creates a tremendous kitrug, and Hashem gets very upset, and he'll get all the klalos. So therefore, if a person says, if we feel a pachat from the din, if we recoup nehem, then you have a seder, because that means you'll be careful. Then Hashem will be merciful on you. If you say shalom yali, or be alright, hakol b'seder, then b'chorah Hashem lo yoyva Hashem sloach loy. So therefore, it's all a factor of our pachad. If we have a emas adin, the emas adin will take away the din. And if we think shalom yali, hakol b'seder, main things we have some geshmak apples and honey, some good honey cakes. Then, if that's your approach to Rosh Hashanah, then chas v'shalom. If we're in the shalom yeli track, that's where we are. Chas v'chalila, there's a trail creates a terrible kitruk. So therefore, we're learning from it here. Emas hadin is a tremendous chus to have an emas hadin.
What was
Moshe saying? So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave them klalos, then hariku pnehem, they got afraid. Oh, you got afraid? Great. That means you're going to be careful. So therefore, you won't get the klalos. But the guy who says, Sholem Yali, He hears the klalos and he thinks, it's not a get to me, it's for other people. I have protection because my Rebbe will daven for me. I go to Uman, so I'll be alright. If that's your approach, Sholem Yali, then it's very bad.
Being afraid and still doing it.
So obviously, a person's afraid, but Hashem will do it. At least, he'll be careful.
He won't do it anymore.
Right, the Ema Sadim will help you not to do it, right? That's right.
If you still do this, then you will get
sick. Of course. We have a person who's not afraid, Hashem gets very upset. We have a person who's afraid, so he'll be saved. If he still does chatoim, he'll be punished. But it's a schus. A person who's afraid is a merit of itself. Shulchan Aruch brings, you're supposed to eat and drink and be happy in Rosh Hashanah. The Taz brings Yesh Oimrim to fast. In the contrary, a person should fast in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Taz, I have a raya she'enel of tshuva, that you can't fast, you don't fast, there's no mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Because it says, when Elisha went to visit the Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis, who invited Elisha to stay by her, it was Rosh Hashanah, and he had a meal, and therefore you see you eat on Rosh Hashanah. What's the how does the Taz know that? It's from the Zohar. But the Zohar says, Vayhi Bayoim, on the day Elisha came, it says Vayhi Ayoim. And says the Zohar, whenever it says Vayhi Ayoim, it's a Yoim Kosher. It's a frightening day. And based on that, the Zohar says it was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a frightening day. Furthermore, by Eoiv, the great Eoiv, very beginning of the Sefer, Vayhi Ayoim, Vayavo Bnei Elukim, Yitziyatzei Vel Hashem, the Malachim were coming to Hashem, Vayavo Gam Asotin B'Seichom, and the Satan was there as well. What is that V'yayoyim? Says the Targum and Rashi, Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh Hashanah where all the Malachim come in to din, and the Satan comes in as well. He's called in for the din. V'yayoyim Hashem al Satan ma'in tovoy, and Hashem says to Satan, where have you come from? V'yayan Satan es Hashem V'yayoyim mishut I've come from exploring the land, says the Targum, Mishut Ba'aro Lemivdak Be'uvde Bnei Nosha, to check out people's deeds. Says Rashi, the Katreg Habriyos. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Kitrug, when the Satan is called in, the Katreg on the Briyos. It's Vehi Ayoim, it's a difficult day, a day of woe. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's a very dangerous day. Sefer Birkas Avram, he brings to the Pasuk in Shoftim, in Parasha Shoftim, Hayorev Varach Levov Yelech LeBeisai. When we go out to war, persons who's afraid will go home. He won't go out to war. These are the people. Besides the people who have a house, didn't use it, gone to the Kerem, haven't taken Neter Avai, Iris Isha. So you have a Yorav Rach Levov, Yelech V'Yoshu LeBeisai, goes back home. What's he afraid of? Says the one Soitim Emdeladon Beis, he's afraid of Averois Shebe Yodai. He has Averois, Therefore, he's afraid of going out to war. What aver are we doing? Did he kill someone? What did he do? Says the Gemara in Soita, Yusach ben Tfilah leTfilah. He spoke between a Tfilah Shal Yad and a Tfilah Shal Roish. Therefore, he goes back. The Shail is, what's the big deal? What did he do? He spoke between Tfilah to Tfilah. So why do you have to go back? The din is, do tshuva. For an essay, it's sufficient to do tshuva. Nimchalim loy. Do tshuva and don't go back. Why do you have to go back? Just repent. What's the problem? Obviously, even if you do tshuva, there's still a chet. He's still not clean yet. And there's a sakana. And what's going to help him to go back and go back home? Well, if it's because of the chet he did, so what's going to help him to go back? He'll be punished there. And furthermore, are you chayv misa? You chayv misa for speaking between Tfilah Shel Rosh or Tfilah Shel Yad? What's the concern? He'll go out to war and be killed. He's afraid of being killed. Why would he be killed? This is not an offense that entails death. Says the Birkas Avraham. Obviously, it's to do what we learned in Rashi in Parshas Miketz, where Yaakov doesn't allow Binyamin to go down to Mitzrayim. Why is he? What's he afraid? Because something will happen to him, and if he stays around, nothing can happen to him. No, it's different. Because a certain mekatrik b'shas sakona. B'shas sakona, the certain can be mekatrik. Even if a person wouldn't normally be killed, but b'shas sakona, the certain has the power to be mekatrik. And obviously this guy, who did a mitzvah, did a light offense, who was sach ben tfilah letfilah, to go out towards the shas sakona, because the certain can be mekatrik. Says the Birkas Avraham, Se'iv, to go out to war, there's a chashas takona. For that reason, we let him off. For sure, Rosh Hashanah, where it's the official day of Kitrug, the sultan is really out there. He has reshus to be a katrig. On Kol Olam, for sure, it's a chashas takona. The Ramah in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel says Yesh Noegim Lechol Tapuach Masek Bedvash. So no, it's supposed to eat a sweet apple, not a sour Granny Smith apple. That's not sweet. A sweet apple and Vash. What's special about a Tapuach? Why Tapuach? Says the Gra on the spot in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting a passage in Shir Hashirim, "Ketapuach v'atzei yar, ken doidi ben akromim, ben abonim, tzilo yichimadoti v'yoshavti, u'piryoi masoik lechiki." We see that the tapuach is called a pre-masoik. Continues the Gra, "K'mo shekosuv b'kereach hasode." When the Torah talks about Reach HaSodeh, when was that? Reach Bni, where was that? Esav, correct. Umetargaminon Chakal Tapuchin. The Targum of that, says the Gro, that's what he says, is a field of Tapuchim, Reach HaSodeh. And therefore what? Says the Gro, V'hoya B'Rosh HaShonah. The story of Yaakov and Esav and the brachos was in Rosh Hashanah, Kayadua. That's what the Gra says. Kayadua. It was in Rosh Hashanah. I didn't know that. It was a chiddush to me that the story of Yaakov and Esav and the brachos happened in Rosh Hashanah as Yadua. I didn't know that. My Gennin never told me that one. And I realized, yeah, I'm right. It was, for us, it's not Yadua. It's for us, it's Yadua, not that case. Adrabah, it wasn't on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we all Talmidim of Rashi. We'll read Rashi and the Chumash. Aganenet taught us what Rashi said. And what did Rashi say? When Rivka tells Yaakov to bring 2 Deizim, as Rashi, does Yitzhak have 2 Deizim per meal? Rather, says Rashi, Pesach hoya, ve'echad ekriva lepischai. One was for his carbon Pesach. So forget it was happened on Pesach. We learn Rashi, and Rashi is quoting Pirkei Derab Lezer. Okay, but the Gra says Keyadua, it was on Rosh Hashanah, and his source is the Zohar. Is the Zohar, it happened on Rosh Hashanah. That's very kedai to see this Zohar. This Zohar, you all have it. I don't have a Sefer Zohar home, but everyone, all of us have it. Because we find this in the Machzor before Tkiyas. You have these Zohars. Here we go. This is what you'll find over there. First of all, says the Zohar, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on his kisei, the dinner, the Tova dinner. Din, Rabbi Sai. The Melech is Tovea Din. And what happens? Through the Shofar, the Rachamim that Hashem has for His sons overcomes the Rachamim for Din. Because in Din, we have no chance, I would say. If we're really going to go to Din, the Ein Melitz Yoshem will make it Pesha. It's not Stam, it's a dangerous day, Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is calling for Din, and in Din we have no hope. And continues the Zohar. B'yoyim Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak comes out. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, and Hashem is described as Yitzchak. And Yitzchak calls Esav, calls him in. Esav is the kategor, and he says, make me matamim. Go out and bring me matamim. Which matamim is the matter? Is Yitzchak calling for the deeds? Bring me all the deeds of all the people. Bring me all the red lights they went through. Bring me all the Russian horrors. Bring me all the bad things they've done. Bring it in. I want to see it. At that time, Yitzchak is blind. Why is Yitzchak blind? Says the Zohar, it's because of the Samach Mem. Because Hashem is leaving Midas HaRachamim, going into Din, with Cheshkas HaDin. Koyle Esav Omer, Tzudeli Tzayid, Vaseli Matamim Vavioli. Rabbi said, it's a Noira, Shah Noira. In Din we have no chance. We're lost. En Sikui. We cannot stand in Din. And Shemi Rachem, Yitzchak sitting on Kisei Din, he's ignoring Rachamim. And he's telling Esav, bring me the Maisim of the people. What happens? The Rivka Omro al Yaakov no. Prepare Matamim. Go out and prepare Matamim. Which Matamim? The Yaakov Itar Umislabish. And Yaakov gets dressed, he has to get dressed. Mislabish bislusin ubusin. Yaakov gets dressed with tefillahs, with bakoshes, lusin busin. Va'koil koil Yaakov is the shofar. The shofar of Yaakov. And Yaakov comes to Yitzchak. Ve'ageish lo v'yoychal. He gives him to eat. The maisim tovim. And then, v'yorach es reyach b'godov. Yitzchak smells the smell. What he's smelling, says the Zohar. Tzlusin, desalkin, uvusin. He's hearing the tefillahs, he's hearing the davening of Klal Yisrael. And Yitzchak, hears that, he's mevarach him. And when it happens, all the bad, the rugzin, they all get scattered away through the shofar. The shofar made a balagan over there. The shofar mixed things up. All the kitrugim were mixed up. And Yitzchak, besimcha, blesses Yaakov. Rabbi Sai, vehi ach yotze Yaakov veis Yitzchak aviv. As Yaakov leaves, Esau comes in. Esau, Elchiv Bobin Sidoi, Mitzedoi. He's coming with his side, with the captured. He's brought in all our bad deeds. Vayas gamhu matamim. He's come with Edim to testify of all the affairs we've done. Vayovel Aviv, he comes in. Vayovayokum Avi, wake up. In Din, let's go, let's keep her. Hey, I brought lots of matamim. I have tons and tons of affairs that brought in. Vayechrad Yitzchak Harodok Doilat Moit. Because he can't leave. He's made that kesher with Yaakov and he can't leave right now. Vayomer mi'eifu atzad tzayit. Who is the one who brought me the tzayit? What is that? The tzlusin ubusin, says the Zohar. All those tefillahs I got, I received already. Sorry. I already ate them up. I already accepted all these fillers. And I blessed him. And I'm not changing my mind. And Yaakov and Esau gets very upset. Look, I have bought all these avails. What about them? Hashem says, you know, he named Mishmani Oretz here. Okay, you can go and give bracha to the goyim. Go there. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. Esav is furious with Yaakov because it was at this. Yaakov sneaked in. Bedin, we had no chance. It was a trick. It's a trick with the shofar and the battle. We just kind of sneaked in and got in without fillers. So Esav is very angry. And what's happening? Esav is trying to be mekatrig on Yaakov. He's following Yaakov, he's mekatrig. And Yaakov goes, he has to escape. And Yaakov goes in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim to escape from the Kitrug, because the Kitrug is on him. What's he doing? Tav b'tyufta. He's doing tshuva and he's fasting but till Yom Kippur comes. And then Yom Kippur comes, and Esav is coming with V'ima Abamos Ish. Esav is now coming to Yaakov with 400 men. Kulu Mekatrigay. Zimnis, Minin and Katrigurum. They're already Mekatrig against us. V'ayiro Yaakov Mehoid V'yetzaloi. Yaakov's petrified, because again in Din we have no chance. And Esav has so much things against us. If he gets in, we have no chance. What's Yaakov doing? But as gave it slusin busin, fillers and fillers and fillers, until Vayom Yaakov, Eloki Avram, Eloki Avi Yitzchok, he's davening, save me. The end. Yaakov decides to give a matana to Esav. Achapro pona b'mincha. And I think it's referring to the Seul Azazel. I give him a tonner. And then Esau turns into our friend. Esau is our friend. He wants to be lamed zchus on us. And Yaakov says, lo tzarich, yavonu adoini lefnei avdoi. Go ahead, don't wait for me. I don't need your brachas, go ahead. And then, v'yoshav b'yoymu Esau v'darkoi. Esau goes ahead and separates himself from Yaakov. When is that? B'shas ne'ila. Shas ne'ila, where Esav goes ahead and leaves us alone. And therefore, since Esav has grown with all these kutrugim, Hashem wants to be happy with his sons. What happens next? V'yakov nosa sukoiso. V'yivon oivayis. Then after Esav is left, then we go to Sukkos, where the Sukkah protects us from the Katrigim, and Kutcher Brichus Chadi Bibnoi is happy with his sons. Ah, Gevaldik, all this we're learning from the Zohar, what we say before, which in the Machzor, before the Tkiyas, you see it all there. What do we learn from all this Zohar? What do we learn from all this? First of all, Midas Hadin Pachat Chodim, we stand no chance. Go, if we're going to go straight, En Sikui, Esav gets the brachas. Yitzhak has made it, is telling Esav, bring me the tzayit, and we're done. It's only, we can only use Midas HaRachamim. And we have special koichas, the shofar. And what's the main thing all the time? Slusin ubausin, to daven and to request. That's our koach. And that's the Yoav Godov. That makes Esav, Yitzhak, give the bracha to Yaakov. It's the koach HaTfilah we have. And it doesn't stop, even Rosh Hashanah. It's to hold the Seres Metshuva. Because the Kitrugim are there. It's not wild Kitrugim, it's a real Kitrugim. We have so many Avenois. It's a real. We're doing a trick. That's what we're doing. So it's a big pachad. And we have to continue with the davening. We have koach HaTfilah. And with that koach HaTfilah, in the end, it's all because Hashem is the rachamim he has with his children are greater than the rachamim he had. They were like din. Unbelievable the koichas we have. Remember, it's all koach HaTfilah. In Shuvas Mekatche Hashem. Mekatche Hashem was written by a Tzvi Hirsch Meislish. He was a Av Beis Din in Europe, and he was in Auschwitz. He was in the camps, and there in his introduction he described what happened in the camps. Mamash, it's good to read it. Read it, Ploim. And he was in Auschwitz, and he had a shofar. And he blew 20 times on Yosh Hashanah. He blew 100 koilos to different groups in the camp. 20 times. And he describes there was a transport about to leave the camp. And he was able, just before the end of Rosh Hashanah, to go for them. And he said, I remembered, reminded me of the Kavonas HaShlo. And Shlo explains, we have the Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, and Tkia. Tkia is Yoshar. It's a straight note. And says the Shlo, Tkia is the Yoshar, where we are before the Chet. Before we sinned, we were Sharim. But then, we sinned. And we get the Shvarim. What are Shvarim? Shvarim, says the Gemara, is like, is Ginuchi Gonach. Explains Rashi, like a Chole, who's goneach miliboy, a sick person who's groaning. Therefore, we've made ourselves spiritually sick through our sins. We're sick. That's the shvarim. And then the trua. Trua, says the Gemara, is yiluli yolel. What is that? It's like sister's mother was waiting in grief when she realized the son had died. So she was in grief. That's the trua. Breaking down. Likewise, Rashoim Bechayim Kurim Mesim, through our sins we're like Mesim. That's the trua. We're in grief for our neshama, what we've done to ourselves. But afterwards comes the trua, the shtkia at the end. We go back to be straight. That's the koach hatshuva. All this is the kavanas hashlo. It's time to think about when we hear the tkia, shvarim. Trua Tkia. Tkia is before the Chet. Shvarim, recognizing we made ourselves spiritually ill. Trua, we made ourselves spiritually dead through the Averas. But then, through the Rachamim, through the Tshuva, we go back to Tkia and back to be Shvarim again. In the Prima Godim, in Tov Kuv Tzadik Beis, Eishel Avrom Siv Cotton Beis, discussing what the bracha we say, Ki Ato Hashem, Shomea kol shofar, umazin trua ve'ein doimer loch. Baruch atah Hashem shomea kol truas amo yisrael berachamim. This is how we seal the shofaros, with the malchios and the zechonos and shofaros. We have shomea kol shofar, umazin trua ve'ein doimer loch. Ah. When do we use Shomea and when do we use Mazdin? Zogt der Tanchuma. Den Tanchuma in Parshas Hazinu. Hazinu Hashomayim Vadabero V'tishma Haoretz Imrifi. Hazinu is going on Shomayim and Tishma is going on Oretz. Ask the Tanchuma, why is it Yishayahu? Yishayah. What we read in Parshas on Shabbos Chazoin, Shimu Shomayim Vazini Eretz. Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu says Hazinu Shomayim, and Yeshaya says Shimu Shomayim? Moshe Rabbeinu says Betishma Eretz, and Yeshaya says Vazini Eretz. Why is it Moshe puts Hazinu to Shomayim, Tishma to Eretz, and Yeshaya does the opposite? He puts Shim Shmoya to Shomayim, Shimu Shomayim, and Hazinu Eretz. Says the Tanhuma, Omer Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, who said over the Torah, B'Shamayim Ayah, he was in the Shamayim. Therefore, for him, when he was speaking to Shamayim, Ka'odam Amadabim Chaveroi, it was very close by. Therefore, he said Shimu. Therefore, he said Hazinu Hashamayim. It was close, but the Oretz was far away from him. Therefore he said Tishma Oretz. But Yeshaya, who was on the Oretz, that for him the Shemayim was Rochoik, so he said Shimu Shomayim, and the Oretz was close, he said Hazinu Oretz. Lomadnu mikan, we learn from the Tanchuma, Hazinu is what's close, Tishma is what's far, afar. So we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was close to Shomayim, said Hazinu Shomayim, and Yeshaya was far from the Shomayim, said Shimu Shomayim. Comes out that Hazinu is for close and Shmoya is for from afar. Says the Prima Godin, Shamati b'shem ha-goyin ha-pchaim koin rapaport av bezdin lelov levov Shomea kol shofar pashut. It's the tzaddik meikara. The shofar kol shofar is the pashut, the straight. It's the tzaddik. Tzaddik meikara. Mazin shrua. Shrua is a broken note. Baal tshuva liboy nishbar. It's broken. It's broken notes. Abar, says the Prima Godin. But it's by the Libo Nishbar Baal Tshuva, it says Mazin Yoise Mikorov. By the Tzadik, it's Shomea. So from afar. By the Baal Tshuva, the Libo Nishbar, the Trua, it's Mazin. Mazin from a close. It's close. Hazin Hashomayim. Ve'ein doim eloch. Because Melech Bosav Adam ein mishtamesh bekeilim shvurim. A regular king doesn't want broken vessels. He wants the straight ones. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he listen, but he's closer to the Libo Nishbar. The Trua, the Libo Nishbar is even closer than he is to the Tzadik Mikar. Ah! He says, V'divrei Pichochem Chein. Rabbi Sayyid, there's tremendous rachamim to be tapped into. And finish. Okay, so unfortunately we have to stop. This part of the show we have to stop, unfortunately. Maybe I'll go over one more thing, okay? One more thing. We say in Aslichos, we say Kedalim Vekarashim Dafaknu Dlasecha. We knock on your door like a dal and a rush. A Meftali Trop was Shiv and Radin, was asked to speak before Slichas, and he got up and said, what is special about the knock of a dal and a rush? Kedolim v'karashim d'fakn v'asecha. He explains there's a difference between an oni and a dal. An oni is someone who has, doesn't have enough. A dal has nothing. When the oni is forced to knock on the door to ask for help, he knocks politely. And if no one answers, he'll try make a noise outside to attract your attention. But a rash, who has nothing, his children are starving, he'll smash the door down. Help me, Atzilu! I need help! It's an emergency! Doesn't knock politely. He'll slam on the door, you gotta help me, it's an emergency, my children are dying. Kadalim v'karashim d'fakten v'losecho. What does that mean? We think there was once a tailor. The tailor said, Rishbohu, just skip over me. I'm fine with what I have. I don't need you to give more. Just don't give me less. Just ignore me. Go back to the next guy. What's his mistake? End of our kaza. We think, Baruch Hashem, we're healthy. We have a family. Maybe we have some money stored away. The Beseda, not so bad. Big mistake. Why? Because the lease is up. Whatever we have is the lease, the contract is up by Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim, everything needs to be given out from scratch. What you have is out of date. You're starting from scratch. You have to plead for life, plead for everything. Therefore, an oni who has just wants more. That's not the way we approach Rosh Hashanah. Kedal is that we have nothing. All that we have, Baruch Hashem, the bracha we have is up. We need a new bracha. Everything from scratch. The Gemara says, Kol shana sherosha mitchilasa misasheres b'seifa. Any year that's rash at the beginning of the year will be misasher at the end of the year. What does that mean, rash? It says, Rashi, Shisrael oisim atzman kerashim Rosh Hashanah. They make themselves like Rashim. Ledaber tachanunim betfila. Shenemar tachanunim medaber rash. It's our approach to Rosh Hashanah. If we approach Rosh Hashanah realizing we have nothing, slusin ubeusin. If that's what we're doing, then surely misasheres v'soifa will get the bracha. If we approach the Rosh Hashanah, say, we have just, you know, it'd be nice to get some more. Then, ain misasheres v'soifa. Let us be aware. Be aware. It's a dangerous time, Rabbi Sai. The Sotan's Mekatrik. It's a Yoim Hadin Noira. If we realize that, it'll wake us up. Tetzlusin ubusin. We'll tap into the matonas Hashem has given us. The Koach HaRachamim. Chaparayim will send Yaakov to save us. And with that, tetzlusin ubusin. We'll do tshuva. And Hashem is called to Liboy Nishbar. He's more kind than to a tzaddik mikara, and without tzlusin b'usin, surely we zoicha will get a new bracha for us, to our family, for Klal Yisrael. We'll have ksiva v'chasima toiva and get bracha. Remember bracha we spoke last week. Bracha means to have the ability to do avodas Hashem. Everything should be berevach, should be torud. That's bracha, and that's what we're here for: to be avdei Hashem. To do Hashem's will. So let us use the koichos we have, the rachmim, Hashem's our Father. Tap into that, and with slusin ubusin to tshuva shleima, and we'll zeicha to ksiva v'chasima toiva. B'shad Hashem, a few minutes time, we'll be discussing, is the simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov that has simcha or not? Thank you very much. Shkoyach.